This is Brittany Corrigan reading Orion in the Oregon Outback. Even the silence is swallowed by the dark. December sky, an impenetrable cast of stars, but still the brightest forges anchor the map. Shouldering red and blue giants, Orion hunts as I watch from the playa's edge. Winter ridge, a shadow, a second darkness at the horizon's rim. Coyotes call into the black span of night. Staccato yip howls, sparring with the greater and lesser dogs at Orion's heels. And I imagine the hunter turning his head to look back at his hounds, nebular chitin swiveling about his knees as he quiets their animal alarm. But it is too late. The she-bear and her cub are already making for the milky swath of luminous and dark matter where I now fix my eyes, which brim from the biting cold and the thought of leaving this vast and wild place when the sun's golden horses wake and hasten across the lake bed. But for now, I watch as Orion, earthborn and heavenbound, great slayer of beasts, hunter of every animal that exists, lays down his sword at the feet of the northern sky's queen, hooks his thumbs in his belt, and tilts his head up, as I do, to take in the stars.